And now we're going to turn to LaFontaine Oliver. He used to be assistant program director of Radio 1's WOL, and he served as program director for the satellite channel XM 169, The Power. He's currently the general manager for public radio station WEAA in Baltimore. I should mention a couple of things. First, we asked Casey Lartigue's former boss, Lee Michaels, to join us, and he declined, as did Joe Madison. We should also mention that some people consider NPR competitors of Radio 1, but that most people don't, because one is a commercial enterprise and the other is nonprofit. Having said all of that, LaFontaine, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
Well, what do you make of Casey's argument that Black Talk Radio does not offer enough alternate points of view?
Well, this issue on Memorandum 46 and conspiracy theories aside, I think there may be some validity to Mr. Lartigue's argument about the lack of alternative viewpoints. But the same argument can be made about talk radio in general. I mean, America's airwaves are largely dominated by a single perspective. And Black talk radio represents such a small percentage of talk radio, and some may view its role to be very different in that it provides a consistent, unified voice opposing what's dominating the airwaves, if that sort of makes sense.
Now, you know Radio 1's history. It currently has Reverend Al Sharpton hosting a radio show, but it used to feature the conservative voice of Armstrong Williams. Wouldn't that suggest that it is a sort of an open format? Maybe the issues here were more personal.
Yes, somewhat. I mean, I was also involved in the early creation of the network, and I can say that there was some effort made to present some balance when dealing with issues of a controversial nature. But I don't know that it necessarily consistently presents that full range, but that's a part of the commercial model that it's a part of, being more akin to entertainment and information and not hard journalism.
LaFontaine, just briefly, I'm sorry, we should have more time for this important conversation, so maybe we'll come back to it in the future. But what would it take, in your view, having worked on all sides of this business, to get more diversity of opinion on the air, period?
Wow. That's a tough question. I mean, we certainly have a lot more options now than we did years ago with satellite, in addition to terrestrial and the Internet. But it's really going to take folks at the top of our industry to really embrace the fact that folks may not necessarily buy into the idea of format purity, which said, hey, you know, you've got to do one thing and talk to one audience in order to maximize audience share and to attract advertisers. I mean, the way I look at it, this argument is a perfect example of Booker T and Du Bois. And would we really appreciate Booker T without Du Bois and vice versa? So,
that's an important point. LaFontaine, thanks so much.
Thank you.
LaFontaine Oliver is the general manager for the public radio station WEAA in Baltimore. He joined us. He's here in Las Vegas with us at the 2007 National Association of Black Journalists Conference. And I should mention once again, we did contact Radio 1, but they declined to make a representative available for this broadcast.